You know, there's a pretty good gap between your age and Octa Clark when you recorded that tune, but you pretty well did a bang-up job of it. So great job, guys. All right. There's another one here that we're going to be doing. I just want to make a couple announcements about upcoming shows. First of all, a week from tonight, August 16th, is Wallace Trahan and Rice and Gravy. Wallace is originally from Crowley, but has moved over further east. And then Kenneth Benoit and Gravel Road, that's another local group. And they're going to be sharing the show that night. And so both of them are good traditional music. Then on August the 23rd, the genre of music will change a little bit. As you well know, in South Louisiana, we have a hybrid of music called swamp pop. That is, I'm not sure how you describe it, then mixture of various things, rock and roll and blues and whatever, and country and Cajun maybe. And but it's still a popular form of music. There's going to be a band called South 70 from the South 70 band from Pierreport, Louisiana. Now, Pierreport is across the Chaffalaya Basin, just somewhat north of Morgan City and southwest of Baton Rouge. And it's very much in the just on the east side of the basin, very much in the Bayou region. So that's the southeast part of the state below Baton Rouge and New Orleans is Bayou Cajun country, and they're part of that group, that culture. But he's going to be doing swamp pops. We'll see how that works out. Then on August the 30th, there's a Creole band called Goldman Thibodeau and the Lautel Playboys from Lautel, halfway between Eunice and Opelousas here. And then sharing the show that night is Lisa Cormier and the Sundown Playboys. If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure that the Sundown Playboys is the oldest continuous traditional Cajun band in Louisiana. I think I'm 99.99% sure of that. Anyway, that's pretty close. All right, so much for those announcements. The next one is, Course of Affair, What Will I Do? All right, are you ready for it? La Chalet. Thank you. will I do? Kosh Vafav. Well done. Really. Folks, if you haven't noticed it, there was a young boy in training there. Michelle was showing him, was backing up for him, showing him how to be a lead dancer. And so that's where it's got to start right there. If you're going to teach him how to dance and enjoy the music and culture of their heritage. Okay. All right. Let me see. Let me give you a couple more spots coming up in September. Jamie Baja and Cajun Tradition, a band that's mostly from Mahmoud, has been around for many, many years and quite a really solid traditional band. Then on September the 13th, Bradley Venable and Kickback is a band. He's a young man that's been around for a while. His dad was a good accordion player. His grandfather was, they were musicians, and so they've got a really good traditional band, and they hail from the Church Point area in general. Okay. We're going to do another one then that we kind of bounce around with. We went to the dance last night. That's a tune that Ira Lejean picked up, probably listened to the Grand Ole Opry. It's an old American tune called Oh Susanna or Get Along Cindy. They've got two different names. You may have recalled hearing some of these old American tunes that were played on Grand Ole Opry. And he put some words to it, into a perfectly Cajun story about, I went to the dance last night, I'm going again tomorrow night. La Chalet.
Thank you.
All right. Good job. Well done. Went to the dance last night. We want to remind you, you may have heard it being advertised on Friday, September the 5th. There's going to be a special tribute to Jimmy C. Newman. It's a Friday night. Starts at 6:30 till 8. And admission is $7 general admission tickets. Ticket winner opens at 5 o'clock. Come by. As many of you know, Jimmy Newman was a Cajun and country music star, performed in Nashville at the Grand Ole Opry many times in a lot of places across the nation and across the world. So this is a special tribute to one of Louisiana's favorite sons. We're going to remember this man by folks like Gary Newman, Pope Huval, Barry Onsley, Terry Huval, and the Jambalaya Cajun Band right here at the Liberty Theater, Friday, September the 5th. So come by for that very special night. September the 20th is an upcoming young musician from Eunice here named Tyler Rayon, who is in his Cajun Ramblers. He's in his late teens, but is very talented. You'll enjoy his show, I think. Then we have a Creole lady from Jennings she was actually Boisec Ardoin's niece. She was an Ardoin. Her name is Mary Broussard, and it's called Mary Broussard and the Sweet Lalas, and she's going to be performing, sharing the show that night on September 20th. She plays accordion, sings well, and quite a nostalgic presentation. September 27th, Cos Fontenot and the birthday show, Cos and Friends. All right? And then we're coming back to October, and on October the 4th, Brandon Ledet and Creole Touch. And Brandon is a Creole musician that plays some Cajun, Creole, and Zydeco, and I think you'll find him a very interesting young fella who grew up just out west of Jennings out there somewhere, and he lives in Lafayette now. Then sharing the show is Lolo Baudouin and the Lakeview Playboys, and on October 11th, Cheryl Cormier and the Cajun Sounds will take over the show. Okay? I'm sorry, what? Which one? Oh, TJ. Okay, you want to go to the song TJ Noir. All right, let's do it. TJ Blue or TJ Noir? TJ Noir. Okay, good. Little Black Eyes.
Mas matame trouver
All right, one of the great old waltzes of traditional waltzes that was recorded by Lawrence Walker many years ago, and you kind of did it kind of nice and long and smooth like he did it. On October 18th, Jackie Calle and Ivy Dugan and Cajun Cousins are going to be here to take over the whole show. Then on the last Saturday in October, the 25th, Johnny Saunier and the new Cajun Heritage Band are going to take over the show, and John is also a very multi-talented musician. We'll be giving you the schedule for November and December coming up next week, and we're happy that you came here with us tonight. We are still live on 88.7 FM at the campus of the University of Louisiana in Lafayette at the KRVS station, live radio show, so be careful what you say and what you're saying. Anyway, and then a week from tomorrow, it's televised on one of the stations. I'm not sure which, but anyway, you can find out. Ask around; somebody will tell you. Okay, Briggs, which one do you want to do? We got about one and a half songs we can do. One and part of another one. Okay, Aces Rock. Okay, all right, we're gonna rock the Aces here. La Chile. right. Very good. I just want to recap something. We're not only live on KRVS out of Lafayette at the campus, but also live on KEUN 1490 AM tonight and a delayed rebroadcast on KEUN 105.5 FM. Then the television stations are KDCG TV out of Opelousas in Lafayette and Acadiana Open Channel AOC out of Lafayette on a week from tomorrow, I think. Okay? All right. Folks, don't forget to pick up your blue cards and join us at the big Cajun Music Awards and Music Festival all day on Saturday. You'll find it's a great show, lots of good food and great dancing. The best dancers come around. So, Briggs, you're going to close out the show with what? Zarico Pasale. Folks, I want you to give these folks a great hand. Give them a warm welcome send-off. Zarico Pasale. Great job.